Mom got a really cool tumbler at the yard sale, but when we opened the lid, it was disgusting inside.
Oh, yuck! Don't let your heart turn into that tumbler or my brother's backpack. My name is Zach, and I'm so glad that you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. My little brother constantly forgot stuff in his backpack. Permission slips, homework, even his lunch sometimes. And that was the worst because it would just rot in his bag until it started to stink. Mom would make him turn his backpack inside out and spray it down with a hose. Is your heart like my brother's backpack? You might look like you're living a perfect life on the outside, but if you haven't trusted in Jesus to save you, then your heart needs even more cleaning than that backpack. And that's what our story's about. It's called What's Inside. Mom, can we go home now? I'm so bored. Stella slumped against the seat of the car. Stella, we're almost done. Kids, look, a whole block sale. Mom pulled the car over to the side of the road. Hayden excitedly pressed his nose against the window. I love yard sailing. The family got out of the car. Hayden ran straight to a model airplane. Stella stuck close to her mom as they looked at different mugs. Mom picked up one with a lid just as Hayden came running back. He and Stella both saw it at the same time, and the siblings gasped in unison. "That is the prettiest mug I've ever seen," Stella exclaimed. "Mom, you have to get it," Hayden said. "All right, fine." Mom laughed and brought the mug to the cashier. When the family arrived home, Stella asked, "Mom, can I please have the mug?" Mom smiled. "No, but if you clean it, you can be the first to drink out of it." Stella's eyes sparkled. "Deal!" She ran excitedly to the sink. She opened the lid of the mug and immediately shut it. "Ooh, it's all gross on the inside." Mom came over and peered at the mug. "Kids, this is a perfect example of what I read during my devotions today. In the book of Matthew, Jesus told the Pharisees to first clean the inside of the cup, and then the outside will also be clean. What do you think that verse actually means?" Stella wrinkled her nose and thought, "Oh, I know. God wants what we look like on the inside to matter more to us than our outward appearance." Hayden's eyes widened. "God wants us to clean our insides?" Stella smirked. "No, silly. God sees our hearts, and that's what matters to him." "Oh, I get it now," said Hayden. "We need to let Jesus make us clean." "You got it," said Mom. "When we trust Jesus as our Savior, he cleans our sin away and pours his love into our hearts. Then our outward actions will make his love visible to others." She smiled. "Now, who wants some hot chocolate to go in that mug?" So what about you? Are you more concerned with your outward appearance and how others see you than with God and how he sees your heart? What's on the inside matters more because when we truly have a clean heart, it shows in the way we act and speak. How do you get a clean heart? By trusting in Jesus. When you have his love in your heart, others will see it in how you treat them. To learn more about how to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.org/salvation. Our key verse today, Matthew 23:26.
First clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean.
And our key thought for today, what's inside is most important. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I would love to help you answer it. Your question could also be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Send me your question today at keysforkids.org/heyzach. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.